Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know my favorite greeting. I just love meeting everybody that way. I truly do believe in that matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no other name above that name, where at that name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I am excited. I'm telling you, I'm truly excited. Things about the what God is doing right now is astronomical. He's moving tremendously, and I'm excited about everyone that writes and their view and what they're seeing and what they're hearing that God is providing on a nightly basis here. That's not every night. It's just not every night. It's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And on tomorrow night, I'm letting some of y'all know there's going to be a move of God. Down in LaGrange, Georgia. I'm going to try to take some days, but I'm trying to make it work. I need to catch up on my rest. But we're trying to be sure that the glory of God is manifested throughout the land. But to stay within some things, I was informed again that I sometimes do not announce the name of the show. The name of the show is It's His Time. It's His Time. Given to me on the second round by God. And we've been blessed music by Aaron Grayer out of Ohio. All of that you see at the beginning, all the graphics and everything are by Brother Quentin Tate out of Villarica, Georgia, somewhere in that area. And we are excited about everything that's in front of us. And I'm looking forward to some other things. I'm going to keep emphasizing, only person I know how to be is me. God has blessed me tremendously in just how I operate and how I do what I do. And Him blessing me tremendously at just being me. While it's on my heart, can I help somebody real quick? I don't care what your age is. God is still working with you. He's still working on you. I don't care what you're doing, what you're going through. He's still working with you. He was dealing with me for a minute on today. Sometime we get caught up. I hope this blessed somebody. Sometime we truly get caught up in who's dealing with us and who rejects you. You get caught up in who rejects you, who doesn't deal with you, who pushes you to the side. The best thing that ever happens to you sometimes is to be pushed aside, unwanted, and let God see you out there by yourself so He can grab you, pull you in, hold you, cuddle you, take care of you, and manifest Himself great upon you. Because sometimes it takes a little bit to realize that everything is not generated for you, but what God has for you generate blessings to you. And it'll make it happen for you. So I was thinking about so much today, and the topic just moved me talking to my son a little bit. And that topic is when dirty gets anointed, does so many things about why God chooses who He chooses. Why did God choose who He chooses? What is the purpose of God choosing who He chooses? Why does God operate different from us? How come God sees something different than we see? How come God sometimes does not pick who we pick? How come God just has a whole different element? It's because He knows the heart. And He knows the heart. He comes at it differently. He knows the thoughts that He has for individuals. He knows how He's choosing them. And it's something when you get into that gospel, you say that, wait a minute, you didn't choose yourself. I chose you. From the foundation of the world, I was looking at you, and I chose you greatly. But let me just go in and do this. It had been dealing with my heart about what are we looking for? What are we looking for? Who are we looking for? And what if God called you? What if He called you when dirty becomes anointed, when dirty gets anointed, when unwanted gets anointed, when those not really fitting what we consider the religious culture, the standard, you already been pushed aside because of how you operate and how you go about God's business, and And people don't want to touch you, don't want to fool with you, don't want to deal with you, don't want to associate, don't want to praise God with you, don't want to worship with you. And then God's going, I chose you. I chose you from the foundation of the world because I placed something different in you to do something. And what if you come from this ugly background that just doesn't look good? It's not graceful. Your pedigree is not good. It's not in excellence. And you don't look the part, and you're not built the part, and you don't have all of the things that we look for in society now to almost declare. You know how we try to declare what looks godly, what looks the culture, what fits the culture? What if God going, I chose that dirty there. I chose that individual that doesn't look the part, doesn't fit the part. Now, let me help some of us. God chooses you. You don't just go, I'm chosen. No, that's not what we do. I know we can try to do that. I know many times that's what we attempt to do. We try to make it be that way where we can be satisfied within ourselves that we are chosen. No, it doesn't work that way. God chooses on a different scale. I was looking at so many things about believers and when God chooses, I was studying that. And I was like, okay, God, okay, what are you saying? And it's something when he goes from the foundation of the world, out of the dust of the earth, he made man. And from that, man fell into sin. When man fell into sin, God chose those that he would use to operate a certain type of way. And it seems like every time in that word, whoever men choose, God doesn't want them. And whoever God chooses, he lets them live and survive. He lets them live out their days when he chooses them. But God's criteria is a little, you know, it's a little interesting when God, you know, because God's criteria is not our criteria. We have the way that we see people and the way we see things and the way we operate and the way we pick people and the way we pick things. And it's never what God is looking at. And I know I have witnesses there. Oof, I'm part of that messed up crew from the Lord where you start to look at those things from God. And God's going, no, that's not what I'm looking at. No, that was not on the list of the things I needed. Nope, that's not the height I was looking for. No, that's not the size I was looking for. That was not the eye color I was looking for. That was not the hairstyle. I need something different out of the norm, or they cannot see my glory. And I started going, personally, I really did. So I'm going, God, what are you referencing when you start looking at these things? And he gave me Acts the 13th chapter. And he picks out of a crowd. And when he looks at it, he said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me. I want, if you don't mind, the engineer to leave this up for a second. Because I want us to take a look for a minute at the word of God. And it says, as they ministered to the Lord, amen, and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. I hope someone is noticing that they did not choose themselves. They did not call themselves to ministry. They did not seek out themselves. They were not advertising themselves. They were not putting themselves in the position, amen, to make sure that they're seen, they're heard. And they were not trying to create a prayer line. They were not trying to get a website. They were serving. That's all that was going on, was serving. The Word of God says that this was a church that was in Antioch. Amen. And these men were called, they were brought up with Harold, and they were called. And as ministry was going on, there was the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost spoke to them and said, this is who I'm choosing. This is the individual that I am choosing. I'm choosing them. They're not choosing themselves. I am choosing them. And when I choose them, this is not the call of men. This is the call of me. And I really still believe, 2024, I really believe that God does not call men for separate messages. He calls them to the same message. Because even John said, there would be one that come after me. He didn't say there would be one that come after me with a different message. Amen. There will be one that come after me for the same service. They're going to do the same thing. Amen. Kingdom of God is at hand. There's some things that we have to realize within how we are. Amen. That we have to discover that maybe sometime, our eagerness to be in the middle of this social growth of personal vanity, that there will be a striving to be seen and to be heard when God has not chosen an individual. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work." The Holy Ghost said it. They didn't pick themselves. The Holy Ghost said it. So here we are from the dust of the earth. We have two men picked out. What do you do when just the basic workers in this thing gets picked? What do you do when the dirty becomes anointed? What do you do when someone is picked out who was not expecting to be picked out? Amen. And look what happened. Look what happened. They were just truthful workers. They were just committed to work. They were just dedicated to it. And from that dedication, the Holy Ghost speaks. And what happens? What happens? They are called out. So the Holy Ghost chose the committed, dedicated, and faithful. Amen. Same way Stephen was chosen, and same way others have been chosen in the Word of God. It's something about, you know, we had a pause there. And I don't know if anybody realized that this is the first time ever we have lost, dropped this podcast at any point, any place, any time. And it is something. Give me a second. It is something to say that, well, we are back in place. And we are thankful, everybody. Let's say thank you. Victory, 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 victory. Now, that's amazing. I don't know if you can see me, and I thank you for all the hallelujahs and amens. Hey, y'all. Was it that good that there was a pause and a shutdown on my end? The internet went totally out. And it is something for the return of it. Hey, man, thank you for everybody and the welcome backs. Hey, it must have been just that good. Must have been just that good. Love y'all as well. Y'all mean the world to me. And to all of the family, y'all mean the world. We trying to double hit something here. Because sometimes we have to just go on and let me do what I do. And let God have his way. Because you see, we're able to get it back. Get everybody back in a flow. We were just talking about some good things. And when you are called and when you are chosen to be called and right in the middle of that great context, we have a internet. But isn't this about the faith walk as well, where we just don't quit in the middle of the faith and we stay in the return? We stay. Y'all know me quite well. I appreciate y'all knowing me. I'm not going to stop, actually. The engineer called me on the phone and everything, and I hung up. I hung up because I needed to get back to what I was doing. Hey, man. So from that hang up, I just touched the screen with one hand and then hit it for it to go again, and we returned. So sometimes you just have to go with what you know and let God be the source. Let God be the answer. And I thank everybody who was texting. Amen. Now, that's when you're chosen. You don't quit. When you're chosen, you don't stop. Amen. When you're chosen, something happens where you refuse to quit and you refuse to give up and you refuse to be taken out of. And once again, when you talk about that word of God, when dirty gets anointed, And the Holy Ghost chose Stephen. And the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry, the Holy Ghost chose Stephen as well, Barnabas. And the Holy Ghost chose Saul. It's the Holy Ghost that needs to choose you. Thank everybody. You're right. I'm going to press forward. I'm always going to press forward. Y'all know me. I don't let nothing separate me. I don't let nothing stop me. That's not how I'm built. Amen. And y'all know me. When things get in trouble in a certain kind of way, I take all things into my hands. Amen. Because I'm sure my hands go have a God element. And I know God's going to step in some kind of way. And I trust him. I trust him. Trust and obey. Let's get back to this thing, because it looked like we done took another route for a small second. Could we talk about that when you come out of some things and all you have is to trust God because you've been anointed and appointed by him to do what is there. And now that we done shifted from this small pause to nothing shall stop us. No, we should not allow anything to make us quit. A glitch in internet, a glitch in the network doesn't stop the move of God. It doesn't stop anything. It makes us even press forward even the harder and the more, because we know that all things work together for good for them who know him, chosen by him, called upon his purpose. I thank God that we have a no-quit attitude, not just as Heaven's Harvest Ministries, but in the state of Georgia, and actually in every area of our lives. And I thank God for some of you. I'm going to tell you why. In the middle of that glitch, I got some prayer warriors. I got some folks in the Lord. You were writing, amen, that God's going to work it out. Amen. You knew I was coming back. You didn't leave. That's a testimony of itself, because you must have been dirty at one time. Amen. And now you are anointed because you know what it's like. Amen. When something stops and it's a glitch on one end, but it's a move of God on another. And it's a move of God to welcome you into a season of no matter what happens, you still hold on to God. You still trusting in God. You still believing in God. That was me. And that is I. Amen. God is faithful. God is faithful. Look what did tonight. He changed the whole element of this when dirty gets anointed to prove that even in that, amen, he still has his hand upon those that he chooses. And it's amazing. And the best dress kept, and he takes the dirty out of the field to kill the lion and the bear and anoints him and consecrates David and said, I don't care what's out there. Amen. Thank y'all for this. Who's saying that's me? All right. Amen. He said, I don't care what's out there. It does not matter to me. I serve God. I've been anointed and appointed to do what I do. I've been called to do what I do. I've been chosen to do what I do. He laid his hand upon me to do what I do. Amen. And I don't get out of character or some things in the name of Jesus, because I can't afford for the devil to win. I can't afford for him to be victorious. And that shows you something right there. That's the first time we've had that in our podcast. That's the first time engineers started trying to get to work. Amen. And I'm trying to go into prayer. Amen. And he's ready to do what he do. And y'all know me, when things start to happen, I leave my life in God's hands. And then he got to follow me from there. The engineer got to follow where I'm going. Amen. Because I'm going to the rock. Amen. I'm going to the rock. And he brought us back. Amen. He brought us back because I stay on the Lord's side. Y'all, I'm kind of right now like, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his bountiful, wonderful blessings that he has given unto me? Amen. Because right now, he's bearing his fruit through you, allowing you to see that when you hold on, manifestation will come back again. When you hold on, that means you can't let go when things get troubled. You can't let go when things get a little too out of character for you. Because sometimes, y'all, I get a little, the body of Christ seem a little scary. Amen. Things get tough. They get a little weary. They get a little uncomfortable. Amen. They get mad at you. They don't want you to rock their boat. But I'm telling you now, I can't afford to let the devil win. I can't can't afford to give him anything because I was dirty. And now upon that, I've been consecrated by the hand of God to do the work of the Lord, chosen by God to do some things. Did not choose myself, was truly not interested in pastoring, was truly not interested in the performance of the gospel. I was just not interested. You know how they say there were people who was able to preach all of their lives? Mm-mm. No, I was not interested in that. I was interested in enjoying myself. I was interested in the things of the world with a little gospel in there as well. But I'm telling you, you have to have God on your side to see him, amen, and to watch a move of God in your life personally, where when he anoints and appoints you, it's impossible for you to be stopped. It's impossible for the network to stop you. It's impossible for things and obstacles in your way to stop you. It's impossible. I'm going to throw something out to you leaders on tonight, and I'm going to maintain, because after Sunday, after that 6-hour preach, I'm going to maintain. Listen here. At the end of the day, saints of God, at the end of the day, I need you to understand when God has chosen you, the outcome is in his hands and nobody else's hands. He will rectify. He will do. There was something about even this moment, me going, no, I'm not allowing us to separate. I'm not allowing you and I to separate. I'm not allowing this disconnection to happen. I'm not allowing there to be a breakage. I'm not allowing for us to not stay connected the time. We need to stay connected. I'm not allowing that measure to happen. And I know I got some witnesses here, and I'm going to try not to get stirred up right quick, but you have to be in a place where sometime you got to literally go, I refuse to let a disconnect happen. God has sanctioned this time for my life, and in this particular moment, I'm not going to let there be a disconnection. God is moving so fiercely across the land. God is moving so fiercely with miracles, signs, and wonders, and that we fellowship together. He's moving that his people come together and dwell in the power of the Holy Ghost so deeply that some of us are charged in that strong move of God. Some of us are charged to keep everybody connected. And I thank God for some of you. And I'm not going to preach tonight. Amen. That's not what I'm going to do. But you've got to stay connected. God will allow you. Somebody got to fight for the connection. And before I start and acting like we down in LaGrange, Georgia, if you don't have people around you as we make this left turn, fighting to keep the connection, fighting to keep the love there, fighting to keep the heart there, fighting to keep people, amen, connected by two or three being gathered together in his name. If they are not fighting for that element to keep the glory of God tied to one another, three or four cord, bound together, you need to move away from them. But you got to have somebody with some anointing who's been through something, who's going, I understand what I'm looking at, but I refuse to let us be disconnected. I refuse to. I know you ain't feeling me, but I ain't gonna let us be disconnected. I know you don't want to deal with me, but I'm good for your life. I've been anointed, appointed to help fight your battles. I've been formulated for traumatic events. I've been made for situations that just doesn't look good. Amen. That's why the devil would despise you, because you were made to fight some battles. Amen. And some of us, I hope you hear me right now. I'm gonna stay connected to a place that you'll get tired of the connection. You'll get tired of the love. You'll get tired of the caring. You'll get tired of having somebody look out for you that you have never thought could love you like you've been loved before. In your corner, whether you want them in your corner or not, standing there, whether you want them standing there or not, fighting, whether you want them fighting or not, because I refuse to let there be a disconnection. I refuse to let you go to hell. I refuse to let you be lonely. I refuse to let you be in a state where nobody's praying for you. And if you know me, and if I'm praying for you and you praying for me, the devil is defeated. And he's defeated on tonight. He's defeated. He's defeated. He lost on tonight. Tonight he lost the battle. We were supposed to part ways. There was supposed to be a disconnection. There was supposed to be a separatism. There was supposed to be a divide. But there was a unity because somebody got some faith. There was a unity because somebody can lay hands. There's a unity because there are believers who knew, no, if I sit right here, he coming back. Lord have mercy. Boy, that's a different preach. Because if I sit right here with my lamp trimmed and burning, he's coming back. He's coming back, and he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish, washed in the blood of the Lamb, of the crucified one. I told you, Heaven's Harvest, I'm not going to preach tonight, but praise God. If something starts to happen when that preach starts to take hold of you. But I'm telling you, we will stay connected in the name of Jesus, because we will not forsake the assembly of ourselves together as some have done. We will not. We will stay with one another. We will uphold one another. And if you get low, don't worry. I got a song in my heart that we can minister to you that the angels can't sing, and it's called Redeemed. And I tell you, God's going to bless you. He's going to watch over you for this connection on tonight. Because you stayed on, may you be blessed like never before. Because you stayed on and fought this battle on tonight, may God open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you have never seen before. Because you stayed tonight and you waited knowing that there would be a return, may he finish the blessings that he's already started. Because he healed your water and he broke the chains last week of all situations. And this week, because you stayed connected, God's going to perform like never before. We call it done. We declare it so. We know it is so. So you need to get ready. There's going to be some great things. There's going to be some moves. There's going to be the power of God in the land. Now, there's somebody missing this on tonight. That's from Heaven's Harvest Ministries and across the world. And you might want to tell them tonight you missed it. God did move. You got to hold on. You got to wait. It's even helping those who did not want to wait, who don't want to wait on the Holy Ghost till it comes, and don't want to wait on the power of God. They want God to do it when he say, when they say he should do it. No, it doesn't work that way. Yeah, we retract the other one. It doesn't work that way. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always upon him in the word of the Lord. You got to hold yourself there. Amen. I call y'all blessed on tonight. I want to thank you for holding on. I want to thank you for waiting. I want to thank you for staying connected. That was a message. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Stay connected. He shall return. And if for those who's worried about your salvation, you hold on to God. He shall return. He shall come back for a church. Amen. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for those who are living a life that's pleasing unto God. Don't worry about nothing. You just keep holding on. You just keep holding on. And I told you I'm going to hold off on that preach tonight. Amen. But truly and surely, because we got that HGP, that Holy Ghost power. And you got to keep that power, that power that makes you live right, walk right, talk right. That power of God, that Holy Ghost power. I'm not going to start tonight. Hallelujah, that power, that Holy Ghost power. Oh, that shakes the body. That was a connect tonight. That was a major connect tonight. And I call y'all blessed. Jude 24 and 25. Y'all know my getaway, my go out, my leave you with a blessing for the evening. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And we all say, amen. Y'all don't forget, stay connected. I don't care what the devil do, you stay connected. I don't care how much he come at you, you stay connected. Even if he leave you by yourself, stay connected. He don't want to fool with you, stay connected. Let them that staying connected to sins depart from you, and you stay connected to the power of the Holy Ghost. Get next to somebody who really got some power, unashamed power, unashamed Holy Ghost power. Want to see people come together, want to build the bridge, and want to fill in the gap and intercede for those who are not able to intercede for themselves, who are ready to preach the gospel and see the captives set free, and want to see the sight to the blind, want to give some to the hearing, want to oh my God, and want to watch the lame walk. Get next to that power. Get next to that connected power and watch the glory of God rest in your spirit. Don't let them tell you nothing different. Somebody really trust God. There's somebody really believe in God. I'm going to let this thing go tonight. I call y'all blessed on tonight. May the grace of God rest rule and abide with y'all. Stay connected under the power of the Holy Ghost. Good night, everybody. Y'all take care tonight before I make this an all-nighter. Good night, everybody. God bless you.